Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. With us today is a tremendous community leader who does so much as president of the Polish American Congress West New York Division. He's brought the organization new, vibrant, exciting leadership. And it's wonderful to have him on the program today, James L. Lewicki II. He's a businessman, a government leader, community leader. Born and raised in Buffalo, Jim Lewicki is active within the local community, graduated in 84 from Hutch Central Tech High School, where he studied electrical engineering. He was a member of the school's honor fraternity, Kappa Sigma Phi. He attended Canisius College, where he graduated with his bachelor's degree cum laude in 88. Jim Lewicki was the recipient of many college honors, including induction into several honor societies, including Alpha Sigma Nu, Di Gamma, Psi Chi, and Who's Who among students in American colleges and universities. Our guest today, Jim Lewicki, on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. First, let's talk about your goals. You're a new president of the Polish American Congress. You already bring new vitality and excitement. What are your goals, Jim Lewicki?
Well, first and foremost, Brian, is, as you know, we have one of the largest Polonias in all of the United States, possibly the third largest, certainly one of the oldest. The thing that we deal with today is because of the evolving community, there's a lot of younger people, a lot of our older people have been the mainstay of the organization. However, as people have gotten older, health conditions, deaths, this type of thing, we're trying to increase renewed visibility and interest in the organization so that we can bring in new blood. So as you can imagine, visibility and engagement are probably two of our largest goals. To that end, we're trying to do a lot more involvement in the community. For example, you have the Pulaski Parade. We had most recently a very nice big float in that parade.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and I heard you won a prize.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And also, we're engaging with our organizations, partnering. We restructured the organization to have directors now literally responsible for each and every organization throughout Polonia. Really, the two biggest things right now are visibility and engagement. Those are the two things we're focused on.
Very good. Now, you recently went to Poland, to Rzeszów, which is the sister city of Buffalo, New York, for a forum from July 25th to the 30th. What was the goal of this? What happened in Poland with this forum?
Well, this was the first ever Polish-American forum held in Poland, in which the leadership of the Polish-American Congress, many Polish organizations throughout the United States, for the first time ever, conducted a meeting en masse in Poland, first time in the Congress's history since 1944. And the whole goal of this was really to have the country show us where they are politically, business climate, you know, culturally, you name it. We had all kinds of high-level discussions with their government officials, business leaders, to, you know, toward plants, hospitals, to get a sense of, you know, this isn't the old country anymore. And it really isn't. Poland is tremendously advanced. And I think in many ways rivals the Western country, if you will, even the United States in some ways. It's really come a long way. And I think in part, a lot of that is due to the investment subsidies that have come through the EU. But I think it's also come through a lot of the tenacity of Polish people.
Very good. Well, it's great that you're establishing this new prominence with the Polish-American Congress that seemed to be lacking for many, many years since Joe Maciejuk was the president, who did a fine job prior to you. Having attended this event, what are your personal observations about current-day Poland versus perhaps what many perceive as the old country? What's really taken place in the last 20
well,
years since they
there,
have
what
been
you see
free.
There now is, I mean, the first thing that strikes you is the investment that's taken place in infrastructure. I mean, I can remember going back in 2009, just 7 short years ago, and the investments in the infrastructure just wasn't quite there yet. The other thing you see is a lot of multinational corporations now coming over and investing in things like, for example, aeronautics is extremely large in the city of Rzeszów, but also other area critical areas such as IT and medical. So what you're seeing is a lot of Western investment taking place in Poland. I think a large measure because it's a very well-educated country. Also a country that's very work ethic oriented. And it's Rzeszów is an example of a bright shining star down in the southeast. I was very impressed to see many corporations spent the day visiting some of these. And then also you look at things like shopping malls there and you think, oh, well, a post-communist regime, there's probably not a whole lot. They have shopping malls there that would rival our own Walden Galleria and some of the biggest shopping centers. Just incredible. And the average age there is about 31, so they've got a lot of young people in that town.
Well, I understand their growth rate is far superior to ours right now. It's around 1%, but traditionally for the last 50 years it's been 3 or 4% a year. But Poland, I understand, has been at 6 or 7% growth rate.
It's been one of the fastest growing economies in all of Europe, if not the fastest growing. And I think they'd like to keep it that way.
Very good. Let's talk about other opportunities and challenges that you see for Poland and its people. It used to be 30 years ago that people in Buffalo with the Polish-American Congress, when Mr. Durewicz and Mr. Maciejuk were president, they sent food and medicine and shoes to Poland. But now it seems Poland is growing faster than us. Let's talk about the opportunities and challenges for Poland and its people.
Well, I think right now, you know, you have a nation that's still a fairly relatively young modern-day democracy. And I think Western media has been relatively unfair to the Polish people in terms of some of this business you've possibly read about in terms of Poland being in a crisis of democracy. Having just come back from there on Saturday, I can assure you there is no crisis in democracy. The people are very much in lockstep with what's going on with the current government. But just the same, I mean, because it's a young democracy, just like America had its challenges, Poland has its challenges. And as you turn over the government from one party to the next, you know, each side of the aisle has its own ideas about what good government should be. And unfortunately, you're always going to have dissenters from that. So I think that's one of the challenges that exists right now for President Duda's administration. And, you know, it's evolving. However, I do think that looking at what I've seen, for anybody that's looking to invest in Poland, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of possibility there in terms of growth potential. And I would say that's one of the biggest things that I think they have an opportunity for.
If somebody would like to contact you and get involved or join the Polish American Congress under your new dynamic leadership, where should they get a hold of you?
Well, it can contact me either by way of my cell phone, which is 716-864-6110. The other way it can contact me is through my email, which would be jlawicki, L-A-W-I-C-K-I, at verizon.net.
Okay, and you're always looking for new, young members of the Polish American Congress.
Well, the way I see it is our institutions are the foundation of the community. Without those institutions and without new blood to keep those institutions going, you know, you end up with not a whole lot after those things go away, right? I mean, we can only exist for so long on polkas and pierogi and red and white t-shirts. That's really not the essence of a community. So we need young people. We absolutely invite young people, whether it's joining one of the Polish American churches, whether it's joining the Congress itself, the language schools, the dance groups, or any one of our organizations that fall under our umbrella, which there are some 18 of them, I would say the door is open to anybody that has interest, and we welcome you. And as we say in Polish, witamy.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from the dynamic young leader of the Polish American Congress, who's pumping new blood, new ideas, courage into the Polish American community, the Polonia of Western New York. Jim Lawicki, our guest today, President, Polish American Congress, Western New York Division. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Toronto or Manhattan to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests with Amy Wallace with the MDA in Rochester, Lena Kennedy, who is involved with Alexandra Professional, and Nick Langworthy, Erie County Republican Chair. Coming up, we'll have New York City Civic Leader Phil Rosenthal, John Katsimatidis, the owner of the Quick Fill gas station chain, and Charlie Joyce, National Republican Committee Man. A little bit more information about James L. Lawicki II. In 89, Jim Lawicki obtained employment with the pharmaceutical firm Eli Lilly and Company, where he served as a sales professional representing the company's products to area healthcare professionals. Jim Lawicki maintained a career with the company for 20 years and retired from his position as executive sales rep in 2009. Our guest today, Jim Lawicki, President, Polish American Congress, Western New York Division. Let's talk about the challenges the Polish American Congress in Western New York faces today, if you want to talk nationally too, and how you're going to seek to resolve these challenges.
Well, the biggest challenge, Brian, is interest, getting people engaged. As you well know, people have very active and busy lives, and people have limited amount of time they want to invest. So we get that. But at the same time, you know, the community only is only going to be as good as the people that show up and get involved. And like anything in this country, you can't really complain about something unless you're willing to be part of a solution. So right now, I'd say the biggest issue we face as a community, and not that long ago, we actually conducted a a retreat for the Congress in which we kind of crossed the board, did a scoreboard looking at the viability of the community, evaluating things like the health of the churches, the health of our language organizations, the health of our dance organizations, all of the clubs and organizations. And I got to be honest with you, I think the next 5-10 years are going to be extremely pivotal for a Polish-American community, because as people continue to die off, if there are not people lined up to backfill, we're not going to be left with a whole lot. So I'm kind of raising the red flag, if you will, to the community. And my thing right now is to get more people involved. The second thing is, despite our best efforts over the last however many years to try to get people to work together more, and that goes for Polish Americans as well as immigrants, we still have a lot of disparate areas within the community. I mean, I always use the analogy when I'm talking to people. If you think of our community as a symphony, right? A symphony sounds tremendous when it plays together. If you parse out the horn section, you parse out the violin section, and they play alone, they may sound good, but they're not quite as strong as when they play together. And so what I'm really trying to do is to generate some cohesivity. And I remind people all the time, whoever's willing to listen, that let's focus more on the things that we have in common as Polish Americans as opposed to the things that divide us. To my friends who are recent immigrants, I say at some point you're going to have children and they're going to have children and the circle of life is going to continue. Eventually, they're not going to be so immigrant anymore. So you have to think of that, you know, we have more in common than we have apart. We're one people. We're one blood. We need to work together.
It's very good. And I know you're reaching out to young people with Mira Shramo, with the Polish Saturday School, and Joe Ray, who's been active in your efforts for years. What else are you doing to get more young people involved in the Polonia of Western New York as president of the Polish American
Congress? We're going
Congress.
Out to more events. We're partnering with our organizations to be present, to serve as a resource. Now, something that didn't take place for years is at our meetings. We are inviting guest speakers. For example, this coming fall, I'm going to have a speaker that's going to talk about grant writing, which is critical to some of the organization's existence. I'm also going to have people coming to talk about social media. So we're trying to create more events of interest that would get people to want to roll up their sleeves. We're doing events like Zupa Palooza, the Polish Soup Festival. We're doing the Polish Winter Festival, the Kulig. We're doing first ever Polonia Picnic, which will celebrate the community and get everybody together. It's a free event for member organizations and Polish American Congress members. We're trying to be more visible and invite people in. These are just some of the things that we're doing to engage people. There's also going to be a White Eagle cigar smoker that's going to take place October 15th, first of its type in the area, maybe first of its type in the country for all I know. But again, we're inviting people in, trying to create different opportunities of interest in the hope that people might, want to join. And not just join the Congress, but also join any one of our great organizations. I mean, because the Congress is only as good as the health of its organizations. Yeah. We're the umbrella organization over it. Without the organizations, there's no umbrella organization.
Again, if someone's listening in West Seneca or Toronto or Pennsylvania or Ohio to ESPN AM 1520, wants to get involved with the Polish American Congress, the Western New York Division, how do they contact or call you?
Yeah, the easiest way to do that, Brian, would be to just have them give me a call on my cell. My cell is 716-864-6110, or my email, jlawicki at verizon.net. I'd be happy to entertain a phone call or an email.
For those who just tuned in, you're listening to the Rusk Report with the president of the Polish American Congress, Western New York Division, who's bringing new ideas, vitality, and strength to this organization, James L. Lawicki II, who's active in business, government, and community leadership. If you're listening in Toronto, or South Buffalo or Northern Florida to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little more information about James Levitsky. He serves on numerous organizations and their boards, including the Erie County Medical Center and Villa Maria College. Proud of his heritage, Jim Lewicki serves as president of the West New York Division of the Polish American Congress, an umbrella organization dedicated to serving the area's Polish American community. As a board member of the organization, Jim Lewicki is credited with working with elected officials to support the passage of the Polish visa waiver and obtaining a resolution from the Erie County Legislature, which established the first Polish-Ukrainian Solidarity Day. And that's a wonderful thing because Poles and Ukrainians have such similar culture, language, religious beliefs. So that's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about your goals the next 5 or 10 years, because I'm sure you're in for the long haul to further revitalize this organization, which needed a little jump from the leadership of Mr. Michalak years ago. So let's talk about your goals for 5 or 10 years.
Well, the first thing that you've seen come together is bringing greater attention to the Polish American community. As you know, because you've been around it for a very long time, I think in some ways the Polish American community doesn't get the attention it deserves. And I mean that not only in terms of the elected officials, but in other areas. So for me right now, trying to create more PR relating to the community's essential. One of the things we've done, and I spearheaded along with one of my colleagues, Andy Gołębielski, is the recent advent of the Polonia Trail. Mm-hmm. Polonia Trail is a state-of-the-art website here in Western New York. People can visit at poloniatrail.com. And what it does is it highlights in the first run 50 sites that have to do with the historic fabric of Western New York, Polonia. And again, I believe that by bringing these assets to light, also promoting historic travel and tourism, which right now is a very hot topic, that the buildings that you drive by that might have said Dom Polski, Unia Polska, mm-hmm. that don't really give you much other than it's a building. Now people will be able to both virtually or physically visit these sites that contributed to the history of our community. So again, bringing attention to the community is one of the goals through good PR. The second thing that I think we're trying to do is promote cohesivity and partnership between the different organizations. We're also trying to have greater visibility with our elected officials. We haven't had that. And I'm also looking to, one of my goals is to create a Polonia First political action committee. Because I think with a diaspora of over 300,000 Polish Americans, we ought to have more traction politically. And we haven't had that energy harnessed and focused in the community to affect races as we should.
Probably not since the days when Mr. Michalak was a great president of the Polish American Congress. Let's talk about your efforts with elected officials. You're talking about how you wanted to get more involved with the elected officials and to have a political action committee about your efforts to pass the Polish visa waiver. Let's talk about that, the importance of that, and how that is going.
Well, Polish visa waiver has been a challenge. As you know, you have to have political will for something to carry through. And despite the Congress's best efforts, and we have put tremendous efforts forward in meeting with various members of Congress and the Senate, despite those best efforts, there just isn't political will. And quite frankly, with 6 months left in the Obama administrations, I don't perceive that it's going to be a high priority item right now in Washington. But just to say the same, since Poland has been one of America's staunchest and strongest allies through the years, I believe it's the right and proper thing for the country to do is to convey that status to Polish citizens looking to visit the United States. So we're not walking away from this. I think we're just maybe, I would say at the moment, a little bit of a stay because of what's going on with the presidential elections and just the timing. And you know, in politics, timing is everything. So to that end, we'll continue with it.
Again, phone number, email address, so people can get in touch with you to join the Polish American Congress, Western New York Division. Jim Lewicki.
Yep, my personal cell phone, 716-864-6110. My email, jlawicki at verizon.net.
We talked a little bit earlier about the Polish-Ukrainian Solidarity Day. Again, we share similar faith in God, cultures, tradition, language, history, domination by communism. Let's talk about the importance of working the Polish and Ukrainian communities as one.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, with Euromaidan, we saw the Ukrainian brothers and sisters challenged by Russians, and of course the annexation of a significant part of the country. With that being said, we stood shoulder to shoulder with the leadership of Western New York's Ukrainian community and established the first Polish-Ukrainian Solidarity Day. Again, because we're neighbors, in many ways parts of Poland were parts of Ukraine and vice versa, I think it's important that we have understanding with each other, and we explore the challenges that exist between our two communities because we have so much likeness, but also the challenges that exist and continue to exist being border countries to the Russian Federation. Clearly, you know, Poland shares its eastern border with Russia, as does Ukraine. And I think as we've seen recently with NATO activity, we're both very concerned about what that may mean in the future. Putin has shown some elements of aggression. And I think that together, the Ukrainian community, as well as the Polish community, remain concerned about what that could mean should aggression elevate or escalate. So I think while committing the troops that have been through the United States and the through the NATO process is wonderful, it's probably not enough.
Very good. We have about a minute left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. You've been active as vice chair of the permanent chair of Polish culture at Canisius College. Tell us about that.
Yeah, permanent chair of Polish culture at Canisius is dedicated to providing funding to various projects that add to the vitality of the Polish American community. And so, you know, we take submissions throughout the year and we evaluate them to see, you know, if it's a good fit to the community. And if it is, we award them funds to see those projects through. It's an organization that has sponsored many wonderful things in the community. I can actually speak that the Polonia Trail was the recipient of a $3,000 grant to expand the trail outside of the immediate Western New York area into some of the areas that are part of Polonia. So it's a tremendous organization that does some good things through funding of a lot of Polish events.
Sorry, we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the past 15 years. And special thanks to the dynamic new president of the Polish American Congress, who's involving youth and many more organizations into the Polonia with the Polish American Congress in Western New York, James L. Lawicki II, very active in business, government, and the community. Again, any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.